Ma, I got a podcast.
What's up, everybody? This is your boy, Fresh OJ. I'm here with my bro,
Chat Daddy Kane.
Tonight on Ma, I got a podcast. The topics we'll be going over is top horror movies, the whole Nike situation, relationship deal breakers, and your worst ass whooping.
Let me have no time for that, damn. Claim it, you my lady, got no time for that. How could you move it like you crazy? I ain't call you back, damn.
Into this first topic, top horror movies. Now, I don't really fuck with horror movies like that, but I would have to say my favorite ones are probably Halloween, the original one.
Trash.
Okay. Fucking Dawn of the Dead. Fucking
one of the scariest zombie movies to me.
I fuck with that one. Scream is funny to me. It's not really scary, it's just funny. It's like a play on all the slasher type movies. Let me think what else. I like the Texas Chainsaw Massacre movies, even though those things are shitty. VHS, have you ever seen that?
No.
Like
the bootleg Ring?
I wouldn't say that. It's just a collection of like little short movies. I don't fuck with the Ring. I can't watch that movie.
Fuck all of that. The scariest horror movie to me is fucking Tales from the Hood. You ain't seen Tales from the Hood?
No.
What? You seen Tales from the Hood? Oh, Lord. I'm the only black person in this damn room. So, if you don't know, Tales from the Hood is these short mini stories of predominantly black people. But it's this one story that sticks out. And I don't know if y'all haven't seen the Facebook memes, but it was this one white politician who forced his way and moved into a slave plantation house.
Mm-hmm.
And on the wall was a mural of this lady. She was like a grandma or some sort. And she used to make dolls or whatever. Like slaves, she was like a slave. She used to make dolls or whatever. And the black people was protesting outside the house, like, don't move in there. It's mad African slave spirits in the house. Don't move in there.
Mm-hmm.
Motherfucker ain't listen. I'm white. Y'all can't tell me what to do. So he starts staying in the house. And on the picture, the mural on the wall, it's the picture of the former lady that used to be a slave. And the dolls in the picture. So one by one, the dolls start disappearing out the picture. And sure enough, they started terrorizing his ass. And then they killed his ass. You see, Tales from the Hood. That's probably one of my all-time favorite ones. And that was like the best one, but like they had plenty more.
Oh, fuck. Oh, so it's like Twilight Zone?
It's like Twilight Zone, but it was like a fucking movie though. You know, you had this one dude, this one little boy, old boy from Soul Food. He had like
I ain't seen that movie in forever.
Bro, you need to watch that one. Like, he had like some fucking magical power that whatever he drew, and he crumpled the paper up, it was like a voodoo doll, basically.
Oh, okay.
Like, it killed him in real life. So his stepdad was beating on him and his mom, and whatever one day he just got sick of that shit and just crumpled the paper, killed his ass. That is my favorite one. And what is that shit called? The Tooth Fairy one?
I've never seen this show. You gotta explain all these episodes.
No, to me. I'm talking about the other movie. Fuck, man. Where you? If she saw you, you were supposed to be sleeping. If she saw you, she'd kill you or some shit.
That sounds
crazy. Y'all niggas don't watch horror movies, man.
That sounds crazy. I've seen one where, what's the Dead Silence with the puppet?
I seen that one.
That one was wild. That one, if you
movies, man. No, ooh. Not Bloody Mary. God damn.
Bloody Mary, man. That used to fuck me up as a kid.
That one was scary. Jeepers Creepers.
That wasn't scary.
Jeepers Creepers, the first one?
No. know.
As an adult, the first movie that fucking shook me out my foundation was 2011. I was still in A school, and I had went on this date with this girl, and you know, she was like, let's go to the movies in Gurney Mills. Let's go see this movie called Insidious. I'm like, what the fuck is Insidious?
I've never seen that.
Man, I seen that damn movie. You know, I'm in the damn trying to be all macho and shit. By the time the movie got done, I was holding on her ass. Like, that shit tripped me the fuck out. Insidious, The Conjuring, I saw that with my mama. Like, we were both in that motherfucker, like, shook.
Yeah, I don't like the demon ones. I don't fuck with them. I can't watch those.
I mean,
I can't fuck with those right there. Those ones, like,
I'll probably say the worst, the sorriest scary horror movie I ever seen was Freddy vs. Jason.
Oh yeah, all those movies suck. All the Freddy vs. Jason or Jason, any of those, it's just like those movies are made to like make scare teenagers out of having sex. Not really.
Really?
They're not really meant to be like fucking scary. Like Freddy, he start making jokes and shit. He's in your dreams. Jason is.
I remember that movie, Darkness Falls. You remember that? That movie shook me. Oh like, motherfucker, God. Don't cut off the lights. Like, bro, you know how much we take lights for granted? You feel me? Like, yeah. if you go in the shadow, your ass gone.
Wait, that's the movie? Like,
basically, yeah. She can only come and fuck with you if you in the dark.
Oh,
so that changes everything. She could literally, literally.
Okay, I don't want to hear any more about it.
She be standing right there because the light ain't shining. Like literally looking at you.
I don't want to hear any more about it.
That's I'm good.
I'm good. I get it.
Oh, scary. My top horror movie.
Fuck that.
And
but what about like? Like recent horror movies, like I haven't seen like any like
Get Out. That was a horror movie.
I mean, it was good. It's a good movie, but I wouldn't say like
that was more on some damn.
It was like a thriller, I would say, like the twist and shit. Like I didn't see that.
Last horror movie I saw was I think Mama was a good horror movie.
It. Oh yeah, yeah, it.
It. That. Well, I already knew what was gonna happen.
Yeah, because I seen the TV series.
That was a fucking good. Yeah, that was good horror movie. I rock.
They're coming out with the second part soon.
They need. I can't wait.
But yeah, that. Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Hello.
Oh.
It's me.
Who you is?
I was wondering if after all the shit you had to be.
Come on.
Over.
Yeah.
Say I'm supposed to hear you, but I ain't done much here.
Let's go.
Hello. I'm in New Orleans, dreaming about the way we used to be.
We live.
We younger.
Come on.
I've forgotten how it felt before.
It's your boy, Big Two. Let's go. Break it down.
Just for us. Between us.
To our next topic, we're gonna get into relationship deal breakers.
you want to state like the obvious ones, or you?
Shit, fuck it, let's go.
Obviously, lying, constant liars, cheaters.
Oh nah, nigga, I'm talking like, about. Fuck no, yeah. I'm talking about. You ain't even approaching. Off rip.
Oh, just like hygiene. You gotta be clean.
Of course.
Gotta be clean.
We talking about like you attracted to them, but then like before you dig down to like okay. all them damn kids.
How many kids is too many kids?
Shit.
And how old are the kids? That's also a big
if
deal.
If you can play 2K, we'll have some. She might. Niggas playing 2K at 8-7 years old. That ain't too.
It depends on if that's her only kid. Then
two kids.
How old is the second kid?
Two.
That's probably a no for me.
Baby daddies.
Same baby daddy or multiple?
Two.
That's probably a no for me.
Been to prison before.
Who?
The girl.
For what?
Don't matter. Prison. Jail and prison, two different things.
If you go prison, to prison is like, what did she do to get in prison, dog?
Scamming.
Scamming? Mm-hmm. That's a deal break. I'm not fucking with that.
Section 8.
Nah, I'm not fucking with that.
You ain't fucking with it?
Ooh, little bougie ass woman. I'm not bougie, but like, I just don't. That sound like she gonna need me to be paying for, like always asking
but you
for
a man,
shit.
Though.
I get that, but shit. I'm gonna bring a certain amount to the table. You know, I'm gonna take care of mine, but shit. I can't be paying your debt.
I think a deal breaker for me is all them damn children. I think one is my max. Like, you gotta be one kid. No disrespect to any women out there with one kid. There's plenty of men out there who will take you and cherish you and all you on earth. But like,
and your kids.
You and your kids.
All five of them.
Five of them, motherfuckers.
Oh.
That's a deal breaker for me.
They just can't be too, like, if they're teenagers or like 8 or like if they a certain age, I can, bro, because they are. I'm just gonna be that guy sleeping with their mom. They're not gonna look at me like they're not gonna really respect me, and it's kind of hard to like instill that, like, I'm always just gonna be that guy, like,
right?
Yeah, you not my dad, and
okay, bro,
I'm in your fucking eye, fucking
clean your room up. Whatever, nigga.
Whatever, dude. You take out a... What you gonna do? Tell my mom? I gotta be like, I'm gonna tell your mom. I don't wanna deal with that.
You smashing my mom. I don't gotta listen to you.
Yeah,
nigga.
I don't wanna deal with that.
No, I used to... matter of fact, I used to date a girl with a son. I was fucking all of 19 years old dating a girl with a son, dog. And you know what's so crazy about it is I'd be chilling with her and then... You have a collect call from Clinton, Maryland correctional facilities.
No, see,
like,
no.
Nigga, what? No. Like, and the son, he was cool. He was attached to me. You know, I used to pick the little nigga up and shit like that. But you know, it wasn't. By the end of the day, I was like, man, that was a deal breaker, dog. I was 19 years old. Like, what the? She was like, she was 21. I had met her at PG County Community College, so. But she had a son, but I was like, it ain't stopped me, but I mean, stopped me.
Yeah,
you feel
it
me?
Did.
I already knew, like, nigga, I'm 19. I ain't got time for no children. You feel me?
Yeah.
Another
prison. If they're a criminal, what the fuck? Can't deal with no criminal.
Judge a book by its content.
She's scamming.
She used robbing. To scam. Prison rehabilitation. No, you're not buying it.
No. What? I'm not buying it.
What's another deal breaker? Another deal breaker for me is a woman that can't match my what I bring to the table or my bag.
You just gave me shit for not wanting to be with somebody in Section 8.
What you mean?
Hey, you want
right? I'm just saying, though. It's just like, I think that's a number one turnoff. Like, nigga, like, you got to be able to bring more than a fat ass and some... You know, some fucking lashes and eyebrows to the table, bro. Like, you gotta have your own bag if I'm gonna fuck with you. Like, I don't need none of that handout shit, you know what I'm saying? I'm in the military. We barely get paid enough as it is.
Yeah.
So, that's my deal breaker. And that ratchetness, that ghetto shit, I outgrew that shit in high school. I ain't going, bro. Like, I'm not going. I ain't
not fucking
none.
With the loud chicks.
Not fucking with the loud ratchets and shit that walk around.
Let me think of one. Like, I just had one.
If I'm with a girl, nigga, I need to be the ratchet one out the relationship. And I ain't even that ratchet. You know what I'm saying? Like, I need to be the not safe one. And I, from my point of view, I ain't even all that dangerous.
They gotta have some like type of goals.
Yeah.
They own like goals. Like it should be like something they strive for. Some streak of independence.
I see a lot of women. I see a lot of single women out there. I see a lot of single women that meet my criteria, but then they just had that kid.
And it's just like, that shouldn't be all like,
I'm just saying though.
I'm saying like,
But
it's a deal breaker to a certain extent, I'm depending on the kid.
But as I get older, my deal breakers are no longer holding their weight. I'm 26, and at this age, I'm destined to be a stepfather.
Well, people are having kids later and later.
You feel what I'm saying? I'm destined. Like,
that's not destined.
I mean, damn it.
What's fucking J. Cole just had his.
None of y'all niggas leaving 33. Me no baby mamas.
Oh, God.
None.
Well,
none of y'all. Say something for us. That's all I'm saying.
Save some for us.
You know, those are my double. And I ain't even sitting here act like I'm all this and that, nigga. Yeah, man, I got fucking flaws too. And I'm probably sure flaws. Like me, like I'm a deal breaker, like nigga, you too damn heavy. Like, alright, cool. That's a deal breaker, you know what I'm saying? For a woman.
Well, we got a woman. So what is some of your deal breakers? Yeah.
You've ever been in jail?
See?
Ever
been in jail. That's what I'm saying. That like,
is an immediate deal breaker.
We have Miller Love on the mic.
That's an immediate deal breaker. I would say more than one child for me personally. One child I'm okay with.
Yeah.
It's like one child I understand. More than one, deal breaker.
What if they're twins?
Deal breaker.
Okay.
Damn, savage. Straight like that.
Those are the two big ones. If you are, if you don't have anything of your own. Nothing on your own.
Yeah.
You still live at home. You still catching rides from your friends. You still begging people for money. And you need to be a grown man to take care of your shit. Deal breaker.
Yeah.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here first.
Basically, what we have in common. Yeah. Don't go to jail. Don't go to jail.
Yeah.
No, I can't. don't go to jail and fucking.
On the jail note, though, I think it will be situational for me, though. Like, it will depend. It will depend. If you was locked up over the weekend off because you were caught with some weed.
I'm talking about prison, more so prison.
It's the difference between prison and jail.
I'm talking more so prison.
Jail is parking tickets in.
Yeah. Stuff happens.
Shit like that.
Yeah, shit happens.
Prison is for, like, fraud, murder.
Beat somebody in there.
Assault with a deadly weapon.
I'm not doing prison. That's crazy.
Communicating death threats and shit.
Yeah.
That's prison.
Yeah.
Jail is like jaywalking in.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You were drunk and loud, maybe, and they had to calm you down. Yeah.
Mistakes happen. And I feel like men are more likely to be reckless when they're young. So stuff happens.
Yeah.
Facts.
But in prison, there's no
reason. I feel that.
Yeah, so much trouble that you
get. Yeah. So, those are deal breakers. You got any more?
I'm trying to think. I feel like. I don't know.
Woman, I don't know when to shut the fuck up.
Well, you're never gonna find that.
Facts.
You're never gonna find that. You just gotta deal with that. You just gotta deal with that. That just comes with it. Let me think. I know there's more. I'm trying to think of like just like
bad personal hygiene.
Yeah, that's a big thing for me.
Yeah.
I look at that at women too. That's some nasty women.
I swear, being in the military, dorm room inspections, it's the women who be having the dirtiest damn room.
What type of stuff have you seen?
I shit you not. Man, we did a health and comfort. Oh my God. Dude, it's had a double sided dildo. This dildo in that bitch. Like, this bitch nasty.
Yo.
Oh my God. Yeah, it's, but
double sided. But then again, how do we supposed to compete with that shit?
I don't even know, bro. Nigga, next topic.
Oh, shit.
PLCTV shit, you know. Still on that gang shit. Shit had the whole fucking city scared, you know what
I'm saying? J-Rock, you so crazy.
All night to when it gets sunny. We gon' sit outside with some shit, hold a honey. When your door swing open, bitch, you gon' see me dumping. I had to slump him, I put him on.
At your peephole with a C4, nigga, I'm about to bomb shit. Hanging out the window, rest the piece of G money. And I really mean it, I ain't say that to be fun. That nigga read it off they self with a body on his conscience. I'm in that red, so you know I'm riding with that Draco. With that Draco. Big Ted stick together like Chief Keef and Tato. In a few weeks, it'll be free. Shout out that boy Fredo. All that conversation, tell him be patient. Watch the snakes and lay low. $5,000 on your head, they take it off your neck. Back in the day, I come spending on the BMX. Them purple babies, this new generation wanna step at the end of the year. They gon' freely case it in the rating next. It's
all night to when it gets sunny. We gon' sit outside.
To our next topic. The whole Nike ads with Colin Kaepernick, Serena, not only, who else was it? Serena.
Shit. Only thing I really been seeing was the whole Colin Kaepernick shit.
Yeah, everybody's in a fuss over that. And he got a commercial. They had a commercial last night during the football game.
All this just really pulls back the hood of America. Like, I can say this right now. I'm in the military, and I don't feel he's not
disrespecting.
He's not disrespecting the military, and I don't know how that got tied into all of this at all. Like, even I feel it. Like, even though, like, I'm just looking at it, just like, wow, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is freedom of what, speech?
Yeah,
he has that right. They always flip it to say he's disrespecting America and disrespecting the military, and it's just like that ain't what the protest is about.
Yeah, they're trying to move it away, shift the eyes away from what he's
right. That's what they want to tie it into. Like, oh, people ain't dying in World War II and Vietnam and all this and that for you to be kneeling down during the national anthem. No. They did die for him to be able to do that. But it's just like, he can even say, they can sit up there and tell him until their face turns blue why he's protesting police brutality, right? And they will still try to say he is protesting the military and the flag.
And he took a big risk doing that, man. Now he's not even in the league, but he's suing the league because it was a conspiracy. Cowboys owner Jerry Jones, like, he believes that they all got together and, like, try to keep him out the league.
It's
getting some traction. So the NFL,
I was reading, like, he won, like, the first part of the case or something.
Yeah, the
like
NFL's
that.
In trouble, and now Nike's behind him, so I wouldn't be surprised if Colin gets.
And shout out to Nike. Nike, like, it's the way I want to look at this and word this. Nike, at the end of the day, Nike is still going to make their money.
Definitely.
So you can cut up, burn as many Nike pairs as you want, but let's just be real. The people who are actually wearing and buying Nike are not the ones burning it up.
Yeah, yeah.
Nike doesn't care about 35 plus year olds cutting up their product.
Mm-hmm.
It's like throwing a dime away when you have millions.
Yeah.
They could take that loss. The very people that America don't like, the minorities.
Oh, they're going to eat it up now.
The people with the swag. Who's all the people with the swag?
Minorities.
Who made Nike popping?
Athletes. Who are the most popular athletes are usually minorities.
Let's take it a step further. What race made Nike popping?
Blacks.
Black people.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Now, if Nike would have had disrespect to some black folks, and we would have took it to that level,
mm-hmm.
they would have been in trouble.
Yeah.
But Nike is not an American company. They are a worldwide company. They have Nike Italy. They have Nike Spain. They have Nike Europe.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? It's just their market is so much bigger than just America.
Yeah, and yeah, the whole burning of that shit, I never understood. Like, why do people burn shit? That shit's not hurting.
Or, like, I keep seeing, they could give it to the homeless veterans.
Give it, yeah.
Give it to the homeless veterans.
Give it to the people, yeah. Do that.
Shit, you can give it to the motherfuckers still in the military. Shit, I'll take some free Nike shit.
Yeah, Nike will be just fine, and...
Yeah, it ain't... It's deep.
It ain't.
But the way they're showing how deep it is, like, it's not doing any damage to Nike. And Nike made a boss move by choosing to stand on the right side of history.
Yeah, yeah.
Because this shit, they're always going to look back at this shit. And Nike, like I said, do they really care? Who's to say?
You think
they're still going to make their money.
Yeah.
But they chose to stand on the moral side of history. Which is kind of backing Colin Kaepernick. Kaepernick.
You about to be rich.
Yeah, you about to be rich, man. And, you know, did he make a sacrifice? To an extent, he sacrificed his whole NFL career. Millions. So is that a sacrifice? For him, that's a sacrifice. To me?
I forgot what the actual thing said. I wish I had it pulled up. But, now they done ran off with that and made memes. Some funny ass memes.
Yeah, the memes on this shit. That shit's hilarious. The Chris Brown one. I shared that one.
The Floyd Mayweather one. That shit. That
means, the Mike Tyson one.
Thumping.
Yeah, thumping. Believe in thumping.
Yeah, they were out with them.
I saw the
memes.
Chris Brown one. He said, "If a bitch hit you first, hit her back." Instead of the Nike logo, it had beats up there. Like, wow. Y'all,
oh,
really?
My God.
Social media is in full effect this evening. Yeah.
Yeah, they took off a damn ran wild.
Yeah.
It's all down to timeline.
Yeah. That's exactly how I feel about it. It's just like,
it'll be over.
And some of this shit really,
it's not.
I think about it, but it's just like, at the end of the day, like, I'm still poor.
Still poor.
You feel me? Like, I'm still poor. Like, let's be honest about it. Like,
yeah, the shit don't affect me, so I don't really take that much into it.
But I mean, in the grand scheme of things, this shit is gonna affect our kids, mm-hmm. kids, and later down the generation. And
well, shit, I hope Kaepernick just get his money. Like, I don't even care if he plays in the NFL again, as long as they fucking pay him. Because they definitely.
Yeah, I hope he out all right after the whole situation.
Yeah, I think he will be for sure. He definitely
right.
Probably get some type of award. BET will hook him up. Soul Nobel Train.
Prize or some shit.
Soul Train Award or something.
Yeah, you know, fucking Soul
He'll
Train.
He'll get a Soul award, Train man. Award, I guarantee it. You want to bet money?
A Soul Train Award?
Yes, they're going to give him an award. So are BET. Somebody's going to give him an award.
He'll be, all right, I give you.
And it's going to be a movie, probably. Some TV movie.
10 years from now.
Shit, they doing Bobby Brown.
Oh, bruh. You know Bobby Brown smashed Janet Jackson?
Oh.
Why he was smashing Whitney Houston?
No, I did not.
Bruh, Bobby Brown, his movie just came out this week.
I haven't seen it.
The Bobby Brown story. I'm gonna go look that shit up. Bruh, he was smashing Whitney and Janet.
To be Bobby Brown, then you gotta be Bobby Brown now.
We'll see though. But I guess we can we're going to go ahead and slide into the next topic.
Tell me done with your story.
All right, slide into our next topic. We're going to go ahead and talk about something that might be a little sensitive for some of y'all cheering out there. What was your worst ass whooping as a kid? So many by that brown, black leather belt.
That should have put you to sleep.
Nigga, what? Bro, I used to contemplate running away, bro.
Well, after you done cussing your parents out. Bro,
y'all ain't gonna keep whooping my ass like this. I say my worst ass whooping as a kid was when I brought firecrackers to school.
Nigga,
don't laugh at me. I was in a third grade.
Oh my God.
No, I was in a fourth grade, and I went to Singing River Elementary School in Goche, Mississippi. It was like, what, 2001, 2002? It was like around the time where Aaliyah had dad died or some shit. I can't remember. Mm-hmm. And this little Vietnamese girl bought some firecrackers. It wasn't even like the ones you light. You know what it was? The ones you throw on the fucking ground and they pop.
Oh, what are those called? Not Pop Rocks, but I forgot. Well, anyway, go ahead with your story. Bruh,
my dad told my ass out the frame, boy. You hear me? Because you got to get suspended for 3 days. So, I got my ass whooped. Got suspended for 3 days. You know, my dad, he took away, after he whooped my ass, he took away my PlayStation. Not the PlayStation 2, but the PlayStation.
PlayStation.
And I was reading books for the whole 3 days. That was like the worst. And it was like, I couldn't even lie. Like, I had the firecracker. And it's just like, where did you get them from? You know what I'm saying? It's just like, no. Like,
did you throw them in a kid?
No.
Or you just throw them?
Like, we went outside for break and just pop on the ground.
And they suspended y'all for that. That's wild.
Because it falls under firecrackers.
I don't like that. That's kind of weak.
That is weak.
That bro. School is weak for that.
But
it's my
that
worst.
Ass whooping wasn't weak, bro.
Oh, I bet. I've only got my ass whooped, well, one time by my dad. And that was enough for me not to get my ass whooped by my dad. Because my dad didn't live with me. He left like around like 6, so let me think. I'm going to tell that ass whooping story. Then I'm going to tell the ones about my mom. Mm-hmm. All right. So one night I had like a lot to drink. We had just came back from like some little like it's not a Chuck E. Cheese, but it's sort of similar. They got it down in Myrtle Beach.
Did
I forgot what it's called.
A lot to drink?
Like juice. Like juice.
Say,
nah, I'm not fucking drinking vodka.
Ass.
No, but shit, that nigga can't talk. He was the first one to give me alcohol, so he can't really say nothing. Anyway. Back to the story, I had a lot to drink. I remember my dad being like, you better not pee. Make sure you pee before you go to bed.
How old was you?
I was 13? Like, I was 7, dog. 7, 6, like, young. And, boy, pissed the fucking bed, dog. Boy. I remember my dad, he had, like, these big-ass, he had big-ass feet. He's, like, 6'2", size 13. Took this Adidas slipper. And beat the shit out of me with it. And ever since then, I've never peed the bed. Like, I refuse, like, never to this day. I will force myself to pee before I go to bed.
Like that, like, ever since then. Nigga, you ain't supposed to pee in the bed.
Nigga, at that time, it's 6. I'm 6 years old, bro. I got a small bladder.
Right.
You see me fucking chugging Sprite and Fruit Punch all night?
That,
you should have known I was gonna pee in my bed.
That's a hell of a way to top off going to Chuck E. Cheese.
Okay.
I tell you that, bro.
Now my mom, probably middle school, I had called a girl crack baby.
Nigga, what?
I called a girl crack, but like she was like, she wasn't like, she was just talking shit, and I was like, shut up, you fucking crack baby. And little did I know, she like took that to heart and started crying, and like she told the teacher. And then my mom called my mom, and then my mom was like, don't be going up there calling people crack baby. You know you got family, certain family members that do that shit. And I was like, oh,
fuck
my
that,
God.
Man. We wasn't smart enough. As
I was like, what are you talking about? I didn't think it was that bad.
Like, nah, it's her word against you.
I was just like, crack baby? Like, I just said it. Like, it, to me, it was just like calling somebody big head or an idiot. And boy, my mom whooped the shit out of me. And I had to write a letter to that girl. Fuck that bitch. I had to write a letter, give it to the girl, then fucking got my ass whooped, and I got my fucking video games took, and I had to read books too. I got a lot of AR points though while I was in that punishment.
You remember that shit?
Yeah,
AR reading?
I got a lot of AR points during that punishment, man. I was reading tons of books during that punishment.
You should add old girl on Facebook.
Fuck. I don't even know her. Remember her name? I just remember her fucking face.
It built character though.
I guess, but fuck her. She was fucking with me. Don't start none, won't be none.
I remember the last time my parents tried to whoop me, bro. I'm 6'2 now, bro.
Yeah.
I'm a big ass dude. The last time my parents tried to whoop me, I was in the 6th grade, and I was in middle school, and if you get like 3 detention slips,
yeah,
you gotta go to school on Saturday.
Ew.
So, man, my dad found out that. He tried to take my arm and whoop me, and the nigga couldn't even move me, bro. It was just like, okay. Like, what's that Waka Flocka movie?
Yeah.
Just, okay. Like, and then he just stormed out the house because he couldn't get me. When I was just literally just standing there. And, you know, by that time, you feeling yourself.
Yeah.
Like, nigga, that shit don't hurt. Like, I ain't about to cry. Like, I got girls at school checking for me. Like,
pff,
I used to see me cry.
Let me think. My mom stopped probably like eighth grade. That's when I would just get like, or I would get threatened, like, I'll call your dad.
You can't be whooping your son. He in high school, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, embarrassing.
That was probably it. Like, don't take your shit away. Can't go out. Like, I don't think, like, I got whoopings. It was more like just threats. But I wasn't bad. Wild.
That's what I'm saying.
Bad.
Like, if you one of those good kids who rarely get in trouble,
yeah.
I feel like when you do get in trouble, they should give you a pass.
Yeah.
Like, don't, bro. Like,
I got in trouble like once every
blue moon.
Like, I was getting in after the ass whooping. I was good for like a whole nother year. Like,
right. That's what I'm saying.
And
like,
I might fuck up, but shit.
Like,
damn.
If I get in trouble,
it should be like insurance.
Let's see, school.
It should be like, what's that?
Yeah, fuck school runs from August to May, June. If I get in trouble, like say I get in trouble September, and then I get in trouble again in fucking April, like, you should give me a pass. Like, I was good the whole year.
Oh man, the thing about ass whoopings, I didn't like when my mom would like make me wait in the room before she come in with my ass, and like I could hear her like calling all her friends, telling them what
girl,
I did.
I'm about to whoop this
boy,
nigga ass.
Let me tell you what this little nigga did.
For real.
And it's just like, wow, I'm in the other room. I can hear you talking shit about me. Oh yeah, I'm about to whoop his ass, girl. You know
ass.
I'm about to whoop his
your ass.
Ass
over there, just pacing back and forth.
Well, I'm in there
looking
like
out the window and shit.
I used to try to like go to sleep. Like, I would come home and be like, go to sleep, and she'd be like,
Bring that ass here, boy.
Wake your ass up. Or like try to like be super nice, come home clean everything and shit.
Nah,
get your ass whooped. So I just fuck it, I just take this ass whooping and get it and move on with it.
What if your mom gave you an ultimatum? Be like,
punishment or ass whooping?
No, cause you know, back in the day, going outside was the shit. So
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
take an ass whooping.
Oh yeah, I always took an ass whooping.
Go outside.
I always took an ass whooping.
Or you don't punish me, you gotta stay inside and you can't watch TV or nothing.
No, I always took the ass whooping.
Take the ass whooping.
I always took the ass whooping. I just to go outside too. And then she realized that, and then she's like, no, fuck it. Cause you realize, like, I'll just eat that ass whooping. It's gonna hurt, but fuck it, I'm gonna go outside and act a fool.
Hard ass make a, what is it, hard head make a soft ass?
Yeah.
Well,
oh, but my little sister, she got it worse, bro.
How so?
Like, she just like my mama. So you got two of the same people just butting heads. Like, they both talk, you know, they got stubborn. They both, two black women just talking shit to each other. And my mom did not play that shit. I used to just, like, every time my little sister would say something, like, talk back, I'd just be like, oh, you about to get your ass whooped. Like, because she didn't know. But my mom used to take, like, took it easy on her. Like, a lot,
she's
I used
a
to,
girl.
Yeah, I'm like, dude, I would have got fucking thrown through the window
would
for
you,
saying that.
If you had a daughter, would you beat your daughter?
No, not me. I let my mom her mom handle that. Like, my wife handle that. I'm not gonna hit my daughter.
I think about that shit too. My dad used to whoop my sister.
Well, I wouldn't, like, I probably pop her, but I just couldn't see myself like,
it's
like whooping
where,
her, because I feel like I'd be soft. I feel like
I seen a lot of men who, you know, instilling their daughter that, like, no man should be putting their hands on you.
Yeah.
You know, even me, or some shit like that. And it's just like, at the same time, it's just like, it's been around for a child.
Yeah. Oh, she's gonna get disciplined. It's just, I'm not.
You can't rely on moms to always discipline their daughters, because, you know, I know my mom used to go outside my damn sister's head, so that wasn't no damn. And whooping your kid does not translate to being better off later in life.
What? What do you
like,
mean?
Just because you got whoopings as a kid don't mean you're going to be a model citizen later down the life.
You're more likely to, I feel like.
Well, you feel that way?
I feel that way.
I know kids.
I feel that way because who don't get their ass whooped, you can just tell, like, their whole demeanor.
No,
that, like, they just get
no.
away with things. They just do certain things. It's like, why would you do that? Like,
it was kids in middle school who used to get their ass toe up. And still come back to class after been spending like they just didn't get their ass whooped. Yes.
I don't know.
In Mississippi, they got corporal punishment. They beat your ass in school. I got that shit twice.
Oh, I couldn't.
Twice.
No fucking way.
Yep. Had my little husky ass on that damn desk. Had me put your hands on the desk.
Oh, they beat your hands?
No, nigga, your ass with a paddle.
I'm about to say to beat your hands. That sounds horrible.
That shit, I just think that whooping shit, I mean, it works for some. And some kids just ain't got no fucking chill.
I mean, I feel like it works most of the time.
Pain is a good come to Jesus moment.
Yeah. Like,
if 1 + 1 = 2, and it gives you a desired outcome that you don't want, why would you do that again?
Mm-hmm.
You know, put your hand on the stove, it get burned. Why would you do that again? You feel me?
Yeah.
Nobody gonna touch the stove again.
Ass whoopings and like discipline. Like you need to like just don't whoop them. You gotta like explain why you're getting your ass beat.
Did your mom used to give you the rundown before she whooped
you? Yeah, she give me some speech, and then she going to whooping my ass.
My mom used to hype her own damn self up. Like, look at this shit. Look at this shit.
She used to change from her work clothes to like this, like
put on like a fucking headband,
like a fucking shows. Workout outfit. And I used to be like, is it that serious, bro? Are you really like, how long do you plan on whooping my ass?
Doing stretches and shit, just warmed up the muscles and shit. Just,
you got Gatorade and shit. What the fuck? Nah, oh my god.
She used to get us with hairbrushes. She used to pop us. She used to fucking, I don't know, man. My mom. And I done seen another meme on Facebook. Black people are the only ones who make fun of fucking
other kids getting whooped.
No, abuse.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just like,
well, cause it's not really.
The meme was like, hey man, you remember that time mama cracked that vase over the top of your head? Mama crazy, bro. It's just like, bro.
Oh, shit.
Bro, I ain't gonna lie. One time my mom pulled a hammer on me. And I ain't talking about a gun. Like, an actual hammer, yeah. Dog. I was in my room. And me and her had got into it. And she was like, say something else. Me being all in 11th grade, feeling myself, you know, I got hoes checking for me, like, you about to, you know, mm-hmm. play me like this. Something else. All right, bet. She walked out the room, went in the kitchen, and everybody got that junk drawer. Mm-hmm. All I heard was a drawer come out, and I heard some shit just rattle around. I'm like, what's she on? You know, mm-hmm. what the fuck she about to do? Mm-hmm. She come back and had a hammer in her hands, like, now say something else. Nigga, I was like on hush, man. I was like,
oh, shit.
Crazy.
Oh, my God.
Get out of here. She crazy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm going to call my daddy.
Yeah, fuck that.
Yeah. Miller Love, what was your craziest ass whooping?
Craziest ass whooping? Well. Yes. I won't speak on my craziest one, but no.
It's a backstory to that.
Yeah,
one.
Okay.
I won't speak on my craziest one, but I will say that I think it's okay for bookings in the household, like if it's done as a last resort.
The first resort, though.
I think the first resort should be like talking or I don't know, timeout. I don't know. You take shit they like.
Mm-hmm.
But if kids continue to act out, then I think if it's okay as a last resort. Like me, I got whoopings, and it was always from my dad. Like my mom, she would try to whoop us, but she's more like we kind of laugh. Like yeah, just too timid. My dad would do it, and we'd have to take.
Weapon? What the
fuck? Oh my god. Prepare for combat.
What do you want to call it? You have to pick the. What am I like?
Switch?
Or, you know, the room.
That's a long walk.
Your weapon of despair.
That's a long walk.
That was worse than
I used to get lost on them walks.
That was worse than what
I'm not coming back with no. You gotta come get me, dog. I ain't coming back alone.
But with that being said,
that's some sick shit. How you program your kid to go?
Yeah, like, that was the worst part. But with that being said, I still feel like I have a healthy relationship with my parents. Like,
yeah.
I always knew that I did wrong.
Yeah.
I mom.
As long as you understand, you know, just don't walk in and start beating your kids.
Yeah, no.
You know, same thing, like, you just don't walk in beating on your spouse. Like, fucking, you know?
Kept doing the same thing.
Yeah.
What did you learn?
Yeah, because it was a last resort. It was always the last resort.
This is my last resort.
So I learned. Oh, if I keep doing this, I get a whooping.
Yeah.
But
I don't think I ever got whooped for the same thing.
But not every kid's like that, though. I will say whooping.
That's what I'm saying.
They don't work very well.
Like, some kids, like, get their ass whooped and come back to school the next week on the same trash. Like, did your mom just peel your damn flesh back a couple days ago?
And you're back
in school on the
There's
same shit.
What's wrong with those kids? Those are criminals. Those are the kids.
I like being able to, not get my ass whooped, basically.
Yeah, man.
So that's my story, you know what I'm saying? I done had plenty of ass whooping, but I can honestly say none of them were unwarranted. None of them were like,
yeah.
I deserved all my ass whoopings. Like, I'm not even gonna lie, as a kid, I deserve all of them. And, you know, so, I mean, even last time my mom actually went upside my head, I was like 17. Like, still, like, just, nigga, what?
Do you remember when you last got your last one?
We talked about that. I was in
like
sixth grade.
Grade.
I was in sixth.
Before then, after that, it was just like threats. Like, I'm gonna call your dad.
Nigga, I was like 150 in the damn sixth grade.
If he has to drive all the way over here, then it's gonna be hell. And then I'll act up. You know, I'll be straight. But no, I'll say around like 17. Me and my mom got into it real serious. And then I was just like, she was like, you can leave. And so I just left.
Where'd you go, man?
To my best friend's house.
How long?
Until I went to the Navy.
Damn, what the fuck?
Really?
Yeah. How old was you when you went to the Navy?
I was 17. I'm good with my mom now, but like at that moment I just couldn't.
He probably left a week later.
No, it was right after fucking graduation. So I went from June all the way up to January. I stayed with my best friends.
Damn. Oh. I know you hurt your mama's feelings, bro.
Yeah. But I mean, we talked about it. We good now, but it was just like, it was a situation where I could not be in that house.
Don't judge him.
I could not
Why
be in that
you
house.
At him like that?
She gave me an option, so I was like, you know what? I don't want to deal with this shit every day.
You can get the fuck up out
She's
my
like,
house.
I don't think you're grown now. And I was like,
what you
did?
She
what?
Swung the belt and you caught it.
She was just like swinging on me, and I like caught her hand. I was like, bro, you need to chill. Like, it wasn't a belt, but
it
I
was
like, you need to chill. Like, I ain't do nothing wrong. Like,
everybody trying to tell everybody you tried to fight.
I was like, no, I wasn't trying to fight her or anything. I was just like, I was defending myself. Like, look, I didn't do anything wrong. You're like tripping. And then I remember my little sister crying. I'm like, you know what? This is not a good situation. She was 11.
Okay.
So I was like, you know what? I'm just going
to
leave.
Public
you know?
Service announcement to all the black mothers out there.
I love my mom. Don't get it twisted. Like, I
just
still have a problem with her.
I block you from going upside
I'm not
my
trying
head.
To hit you.
I'm not trying to fight you.
Yeah.
Okay, but nobody's. You know how hard it is to go against natural body defenses, like defense mechanisms and injury. Like just because you my mom and my body's supposed to know that this is your mom.
Yeah,
she gave birth to you, so you gotta let.
Oh
hit
no,
you in
I
the
never
eye.
Raised my
like,
hand to my mom.
No, but no,
anything,
I'm not saying
but...
that. But it's just like they act like just. Doing like this,
yeah.
Like cowering in the
oh,
corner,
yeah, stop
or
blocking.
Like just like putting your hands above your hands, like trying to fight me. She trying to fight me.
It's like
what I mean?
When you're a little kid getting spanked by a belt. Like, it's natural to put your hand.
It's natural
over.
To put your hand up from getting hit. But then you know, mom's get on the phone. This little bitch thing, she you know, the little thing growing and shit. Gonna try to hit me like no, nigga.
No.
I was trying to.
But that was
a
crazy.
Hit in the face.
That was a crazy day, though.
But what
like,
it is,
I remember
is,
packing my shit, and she's like, oh, that's not yours. Don't
wow.
take anything. And I was like, you know what? All right, whatever, bro.
So
and
would you leave out with some damn drawers?
I walked out with, so you know the little Navy boot camp thing they give you? Like the MEPS, the little blue
back
book.
Sack.
I got that. I had some shit my dad got me. A few clothes. I had to leave my Xbox and shit. That kind of hurt. fucking... I had some money from a summer job that I had from the previous and some other odd jobs. And then I just dipped. And then I had my friend pick me up. And then I went to his house. And his parents were like, I told them what happened. And they're like, okay.
They was white.
Yeah.
Of course. Hell no, nah, nigga. We were black. You gotta pay some rent up in this bitch.
I helped around the house and shit, but that was. I just had to stay there until the Navy.
Damn. When? How long did it take for you and your mom to talk again?
Probably when I got to boot camp, like, and then. God damn. We was talking then, but like to actually like everything.
The fuck was
everything?
So from
like,
June to January.
It was like it was rocky because I didn't fuck with her husband. I don't fuck with her husband.
Oh.
So like, that's what like caused the shift. I'm like,
I disrespected that man.
Fuck that dude.
To this day, I still don't fuck with that dude.
I don't fuck with that dude.
I like this dialect, this dialogue right here.
I just don't fuck with a dude. And she like just had to like see that I had to be friends with him. Like, no, I don't. That's one of the whole thing. He's not my dad, so like,
I'm not my dad.
I'm not in debt to this man.
Silly
like,
poo-poo head.
You know.
You always want to. What is it? You're not my dad. You only want to hit something.
We're good. It's good.
My mom, me and my mom used to get into it, and it should be bad. 2 days later, nothing happened.
Yeah.
I remember one time me and my mom got into it. She hit me in the back of the head with a fucking Bojangles cup, bro. In the fucking kitchen. I was in the 10th grade. I just could not believe she did that shit, dog. She hit me in the back of the head with a Bojangles cup, bro. No, it was a Smithfield's. That was a Bojangles cup.
Smithfield's?
Don't matter. She hit me. It was a large iced tea, bro. Being from the Carolinas, she hit me in the back of the head with a fucking large iced tea, shit, bro. And I just could not believe it, bro. But it was me. I mean, it was me, but it was her.
Yeah.
It's just like, man, you ain't going to keep punking me like this. Yeah. Like, say one more word. One more word. While I was fixing me a plate with the food she just cooked, like, man, she hit me in the back of the head with that shit, bro. I could not believe it, dog.
Yeah, I was just ready to get out the house, and then like she said that, and I was like, well, bet.
Man, you always gonna need mama, though.
Yeah, for sure. But I got a podcast.
I got a podcast. Oh, before we close out, what you listening to?
Well, I'm probably going to listen to Mac Miller now.
Mac Miller, oh yeah. Rest in peace, Mac Miller.
Get back on some Mac shit, some old school Mac. What I've been listening to now, Boz, Tribe, Anderson .Paak, Bubbling, and Kanye just released some song called With Little Pump.
That shit is funny as fuck.
I just like the video. The video's hilarious to me. And that's what I'm listening to now. Anyway.
Alright. So what I'm listening to right now is I probably said this in the last podcast, but OTW by Khalid.
Yeah, you did.
Black and Ty Dolla Sign, like, nigga, yeah. that shit go in. And I just saw the video last night for the first time. Uh-huh. That niggas had a little match of 8-ball jackets on and shit, doing a little 2-step. And then another one is this shit called Flip De Niro by this nigga named Flip De Niro. It's called Leave Me Alone. Uh-huh. And then that shit rocking. It's okay. Like, I don't even know. It's like the first trap breakup song I ever heard. I don't know what the fuck, but it just go in. It just resonates. And then my third song I've been fucking with hard. Can't think about it right now.
Oh, I don't mean to cut you off, but Bryson Tiller, he like released like 3 new songs on his SoundCloud page. I've been fucking those heavy.
Oh, Black Free.
Black. He's dope.
Spelled with a 6. Free. That's what I've been listening to. So, this was episode 5.
Not 6.
Is it 6? No, I think it's 5.
No, this is 5.
This is 5, bro. So, I mean, but this concludes.
I got a podcast.
All right. Peace, love, soul.